Thursday and you look around and four defensive starters are still not practicing and Dayton also out. Is there a level of concern here on the defense? So wondering who's going to be in, who's going to be out?
No, we don't worry about that. We're going to play with who we got. It's the next man up always. So whoever is available, that's who we're going to go with.
All during camp, obviously you guys train different spots. Everybody gets reps. Is that what this all builds towards? Because you know there are going to be weeks there like this that you need to get guys ready to play, even the youngest guys that you have on the roster.
Yeah, I think everybody is ready. We have guys that can move around and play different positions, so that helps. The depth and depth on the team helps. So I think we're ready. We got guys that can step in and play if need be.
They lost their starting running back, Abdullah, for the season last week. Theo Riddick, kind of a guy that stresses the defense out of the backfield right through the air a lot. Is he kind of one of those guys that they try to find matchups on? Linebackers?
I really don't know what they try to do in that sense. You know, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. I don't know how they're going to try to use him.
What does Matthew Stafford do better than the average NFL quarterback?
Matthew's playing well this year. He's getting the ball out fast, a little faster than normal than he has been in the past. He's running the offense well, and he's doing a good job. So it's going to be, I think, a little bit of a different look for us this week as far as how he's played in the past.
Is that interesting to you? Because Calvin's gone, a lot of people wonder, okay, what's it going to be like? But you said the ball's coming out faster. He's not relying on the guy to just be the defensive at the top. He's just,
I really don't know. I don't have an answer for that either. I just know he's doing a better job. He's looking good.
Jules, you're able to get a little more perspective on the run defense, attempts from the sideline, and, you know, whatever. You see that's different. Is there anything in the way that you guys are playing run defense, or why do you think it's a bit effective?
We've been getting penetration in the backfield up front. The guys, the D-line has been doing a great job of been disruptive, getting penetration, and we've been doing better tackling. I think that's the biggest difference. And why we've been playing the run so well is everybody's been making good tackles.
Is that something that some seasons it seems like the tackling has gotten better as the season's going on? In training camp, you don't tackle quite as much, but why do you think the tackling's been better this year?
Well, we practice a lot of tackling drills.
Is that more than the past?
Not really. I don't think so. For one reason or another, it's translating into the games this year. And, you know, we're looking forward to keeping that up.